Hi, beautiful listeners. It's so good to have you back on Unleash Your Metabolic Power. Use science to conquer weight. This is your go-to spot for all things related to losing weight with a solid scientific backing. Patty Palko here, ready to dig into a burning question I recently received. But before I dive into answering that question, I want to spotlight a five-star review that made my day. It's from Apple Podcast user L80209. They wrote, "Easy to understand and apply, Patty does a great job simplifying health topics that are over-marketed by health professionals pitching their services. Her focus is on the science behind health topics we hear so much about to determine what is best for us. Thank you for these informative podcasts." Oh, L80209, your words touched my heart. It truly fills me with joy to know that my efforts to break down these complex topics are resonating with listeners like you. When I hear feedback like yours, it reinforces my mission and passion to make science accessible and beneficial for everyone. I'm here to cut through the noise and give you the real deal on health and weight loss. And it means the world to me that you see and value that. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking time to share your thoughts. For everyone else, if you enjoy this podcast as L80209 does, I'd be thrilled if you could leave a review or share your feedback. Every word means a lot to me. So L80209, big virtual hugs to you. I'm really glad that this information is helping you. So, on to the question I received from one of my lovely listeners. She reached out and shared a dilemma that I bet many of you can relate to. Here's the question she asked. "I just don't even know where to start with exercise. There are so many different options out there, like HIIT, walking, cardio, lifting weights. I just don't know what to do. It feels like what I'm doing isn't working. So many of my friends are stuck too because they have chronic conditions and exercise can make them feel worse. What's the best exercise for me?" And then she added a little note at the end. "If you could suggest something for my friends too, that would be fantastic." Now, I've got to tell you, my take on this might ruffle some feathers because let's just say I don't see eye to eye with a lot of trainers out there, but I'm basing my perspective on personal experiences, countless stories from incredible women I've been privileged to guide, and of course, the latest in scientific research. So if you're scratching your head about your exercise routine, or if you've got health conditions complicating things, stay with me. We're about to break it all down. All right, let's start with a common belief many trainers seem to have. They often say that unless you're an athlete, you just can't overtrain. This means they advise routines with hefty intensity for women, especially those in their 40s and above who are aiming to shed some weight. Now, I'm here, cinnamon tea in hand, ready to spill the beans because, my friends, I see it differently. And here's why. Many fitness professionals tend to overlook something called the allostatic load. Now, if you're thinking the allo what now, bear with me. Imagine your daily life stress as a backpack you're carrying around. Every concern, every sleepless night, every work deadline, every high intensity workout, it all adds weight to this backpack. And let me tell you, it gets heavy. Allostatic load isn't just about that tough gym session. It's the entire weight of your day-to-day worries and stresses. I bet many of us have backpacks that are bursting at the seams. This really hit home for me when we moved in with my grandma to help care for her during her battle with dementia. On the surface, my routine appeared unchanged. The same work hours, eating habits, exercise, sleep. But the emotional and mental weight of caregiving was overwhelming. For all the caregivers tuning in, I see you. The love, patience, and energy it takes, it's beyond words. During this phase, I was constantly running on fumes. The smallest break, even just sitting for a moment, and I'd be out like a light. And despite maintaining my routine, the scale started to tip because of the sheer stress. Now, I know that many of you tried out the stress checklist inventory I shared recently, and kudos for taking that step. But there's more to dive into. I've developed a worksheet to help you get a grip on just how packed your backpack might be. If you're not on my email list yet, hop on over to www.metabolismreset.co and I'll send it out to you. This worksheet will guide you through a deeper understanding so you can take back control of your health journey. So why is understanding your allostatic load such a game changer? Because it's like having a roadmap to design the best exercise plan specifically tailored to you. It ensures you're not unintentionally adding even more bricks to your already overflowing stress backpack. Let's visualize this. Imagine every concern, deadline, or argument as another book being stuffed into your backpack. After a point, the seams start straining, right? And you know the biggest, heaviest book that often gets shoved in there? Stress. And when stress settles in, it calls up its buddy, sleep deprivation. You're then caught in this cycle where your stress impacts your sleep and your poor sleep amplifies your stress. It reminds me of that saying, if you aren't sleeping, you aren't losing. How many of you feel that? Now, I won't nerd out on you too much, but let's touch on the science for a moment. Stress and poor sleep team up to meddle with our hormones, particularly cortisol. Remember our chat about cortisol in episode number 6? Quick flashback, it's our body's stress hormone. In just the right amount, it's our friend, aiding in recovery. But let it go overboard and you're looking at an unwanted guest, abdominal fat. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. This extra fat has a mind of its own, releasing hormones that set off a domino effect. Inflammation, a wonky metabolism, and the cherry on top, those pesky cravings. It's like our body throws a weight gain party. Yay! All right, let's dive into how you can tailor the idea of allostatic load to find the best workout for you. First things first, have a peek at that stress checklist inventory and my new worksheet. This worksheet goes a tad deeper, but I promise is really quick and easy to answer. Asking you about health conditions, your recovery routine, your eating habits, and even your neighborhood vibes. Once you've got that sorted, you can pinpoint where you stand on the scale. Feeling like you're on the high end with life's craziness piling up? Oh, I've been there. When your days are filled with endless to-dos, sometimes the answer is just simple, like taking a stroll. Trust me on this. Walking is like a superhero in disguise. It not only boosts your metabolism, but can also lower cancer risks, stabilize your blood sugar. It's basically a health wonder. But what if walking isn't for you? Here's a heart-to-heart tip. Choose a workout that makes your heart sing. The best exercise? It's the one that gets you excited and you actually look forward to. If you're buzzing with energy post-workout, you're on the right track. If not, and the exercise feels like a chore and you're drained afterwards, maybe it's time to swap out those intense sessions for something gentler. So consider gardening, dancing, or even frisbee in the park with your family. Lauren's story is a classic example. And I'm betting that a lot of you will recognize her thought process around her workouts, because I sure did. I mean, I've tried the very same thing in my health journey. She thought the way to reach her goal weight was to really push herself, and that she wasn't losing weight because she wasn't trying hard enough. Can you relate? Now, Lauren was juggling an intense workout routine, a demanding job, and double caregiving shifts, but the universe was giving her hints with injuries and sleepless nights. Despite her relentless effort, her weight was stubborn. Then a change in pace, swapping those heavy sessions for light bike rides, yoga, or even longer walks made all the difference. Once she gave herself permission to enjoy and go easy, her weight started to budge. Now, for those of you on the lower end of the allostatic load scale, maybe you're craving more oomph in your routine. While soothing activities are fantastic, sometimes our bodies yearn for more. Muscle building is your friend here. We've chatted about this before. Muscles are your body's secret weapon. They rev up your metabolism, make us look and feel great, protect us from diseases, and so much more. Start with what feels right. Maybe it's simple body weight exercises, and when you're ready, level up to resistance bands and weights. One of the keys is to try to do at least a little every day. Research is now showing that people who move every day have better results than those who don't. And feel free to mix it up. Your body thrives on variety, and changing it up energizes the spirit too. All right, let's chat about finding the right exercise plan when dealing with a chronic condition. And let me tell you, I truly get it. Living with fibromyalgia and migraines myself, I've danced that fine line between not doing enough and overdoing it. Trust me, it's not about pushing harder. It's about finding what works for you. Finding that small window where you do enough to feel the benefits, but not so much that you crash. Now, as you go further and further in your journey, that window will get wider and wider. Remember, I'm not a medical doctor, but I can share what I've learned personally and through my clients, especially given my focus as a trainer on corrective exercise. For those with chronic conditions, think of your allostatic load as already being on high alert. So the trick is not to add too much more strain. Start with baby steps. Maybe it's just an extra minute or two of stretching or walking, or even a few balance poses. But here's where the magic happens. Focus on recovery. After that bit of exercise, concentrate on self-care. Think adding in some extra protein, focusing on hydration, getting the best sleep possible, and whatever helps you unwind and de-stress. Taking good care of yourself post-exercise is a must. For me, the game changer was strength training. Addressing muscle imbalances and trigger points was life-changing. But, and this is important, I started really slow. I mean, I'm talking 2 minutes a day. I get it. It can be frustrating. We all want to get better faster, see results faster, and be able to do what other people can do. But sometimes it's the slow and steady that truly wins the race. Believe me, both myself and my clients stand as proof. Whatever you decide to do, run it past your doctor and then get started. Feel free to reach out for support. All right, as we wrap up today's episode, let's quickly jog through what we chatted about. Kick things off with that stress inventory checklist and allostatic load worksheet to gauge your allostatic load level. If life's pressures are weighing you down, maybe some feel-good restorative cardio is up your alley. But if you're feeling lighter on the stress scale, why not amp it up with some strength training or some additional intensity? Remember to move a little every day. And for my lovelies with chronic conditions, take it slow and concentrate on self-care and recovery. The real secret, it's all about moving in ways that truly respect and nourish our bodies. I totally understand that charting out an exercise plan can feel like decoding a foreign language and you don't have the little handy translation dictionary with you. So if you're puzzled or just want to chat, reach out to me at patty@milehighandbeyond.com. I'll make sure my email's in the show notes. Thanks for hanging out with me today on Unleash Your Metabolic Power, Use Science to Conquer Weight. If today's chat resonated with you, it'd be fantastic if you'd consider leaving a review or sharing your thoughts, maybe even your own journey, like Apple Podcast user L80209 did. Hearing from you fuels my passion to support as many women as I can in achieving their weight and wellness dreams. Let's embrace our power. Let's ignite our metabolism. And most importantly, let's support each other on this journey. Bye.